بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد gratitude Allah تبارك وتعالى says in the Quran المجيد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يعملوا آل داود الشكر وقليل من عبادي الشكور لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. The translation of the first ayah. O family of Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, engage in expressing gratitude to me. The second ayah, if you are grateful, Allah Ta'ala says, I will increase my favors upon you. And if you are ungrateful, my chastisement is indeed very severe. Gratitude, which in Arabic is known as shukr, means that one should acknowledge the person, the being, who has bestowed a favor and utilize the favor in a manner that is pleasing to the giver. In fulfillment of this command, Sayyiduna Dawood and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam express gratitude to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this manner, that at any given time there was somebody in their home engaged in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They divided the day and night equally amongst themselves to maintain this constant devotion. A narration in Sahih Muslim reports Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha is saying that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would engage in such lengthy tahajjud salah that his mubarak feet would swell. When she said to him, you are exerting yourself so much, even though Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has forgiven all your past and future sins, despite the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sinless, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, should I not be a grateful servant to Allah? Thus, evidence of the Quran Sharif and Ahadith prove that shukr is not to be done verbally only. In fact, it is the combination of a physical and verbal expression. Only then will a person be considered as a grateful slave of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Of what essence is a verbal expression of thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after eating a good meal and then utilizing the energy gained therefrom to disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? It is due to a lack of physical expression of gratitude that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala declares in the ayah, very few of my servants are thankful. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.